You're in tune to the voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota on 1260 AM and 105.7 FM and on 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. We're coming up to the top of the 12 o'clock hour. It's time for our noontime news brought to you in part by Grand Cities Monument and American Federal Bank.
I'm here with Darren Nelson from Grand Cities Monument, formerly known as Stennis Granite. Darren, tell us a little bit about Grand Cities Monument and what makes it unique.
Well, first and foremost, we are a locally run business that can handle all your memorial needs in-house. We start with a sit-down conversation and make sure all details are captured. We then design, carve, and etch your memorial with our new computer software program and equipment. Lastly, we deliver and set the monument when needed.
Darren, what's the best way to reach out to you and set up a meeting?
You can call us at 218-773-7461 or stop in our office. We are Grand Cities Monument, memorials that matter.
In today's ag and business climate, you want an advisor with the knowledge and expertise to help you with all your goals. You want someone you know and can trust. At American Federal in Crookston, ag and business banker Kyle Page will help you find the best solution, whether you're looking to expand your operation or plan for the next generation. Kyle Page, right here, helping clients create a successful future.
Yes, it's time for our noontime news. Good afternoon, Bo Melby here. Let's start off with a look at our world and national headlines. Donald Trump is returning to the stock market. Shareholders of Digital World Acquisition Corp., a publicly traded shell company, approved a deal to merge with former president's media business in a Friday vote. That means Trump Media and Technology Group, whose flagship product is social networking site Truth Social, will soon begin trading on the NASDAQ stock market. The deal's green light arrives at a time the presumptive Republican presidential nominee is facing his most costly legal battle to date, a $454 million judgment in a fraud lawsuit. Russia and China have vetoed a U.S.-sponsored UN resolution calling for an immediate and sustained ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war in Gaza to protect civilians and enable humanitarian aid to be delivered to the more than 2 million hungry Palestinians. The vote on Friday in the 15-member Security Council was 11 members in favor, 3 against, and 1 abstention. Before the vote, Russia's UN ambassador, Vasily Nebenzia, said Moscow supports an immediate ceasefire, but he questioned the language in the resolution and accused U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield of misleading the international community for politicized reasons. Russia unleashed one of the most devastating attacks against Ukraine's electric sector, an aerial assault it said was retaliation for recent strikes inside Russia. It could signal an escalation of the war just days after President Vladimir Putin cemented his grip on power in a preordained election. Many Ukrainians were plunged into darkness across several cities on Friday. At least 5 people were killed and damage to the country's largest hydroelectric plant briefly cut off power to a nuclear plant that has been a safety risk throughout the war. Ukrainian officials said it was the most brutal attack against its energy infrastructure since the full-scale war began in early 2022. Lawmakers have introduced a $1.2 trillion spending package that sets the stage for avoiding a partial government shutdown for several key federal agencies this weekend. The bill unveiled Thursday comes nearly 6 months into the current budget year and would allow Congress to complete its work in funding the government through September. Democrats were able to swap back scores of policy mandates and some of the steeper budget cuts that House Republicans were seeking to impose on non-defense programs. Among the policy wins that House Speaker Mike Johnson is highlighting for Republicans is a nearly 24% increase in detention beds for migrants awaiting their immigration proceedings or removal from the country. And House Speaker Mike Johnson is at risk of being ousted. Hard-right Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia filed a motion to vacate on Friday in the middle of a House vote on a $1.2 trillion package to keep the government open. It's the same political dynamic that removed the last Republican speaker, Kevin McCarthy, months ago. McCarthy's was the first such ouster of a speaker after far-right conservatives revolted over his compromise with Democrats to prevent a federal shutdown. The House is scheduled to leave town for a spring recess after Friday's session. It's doubtful any vote on Johnson's removal will be imminent. Johnson's spokesman says he's focused on governing. That's been a look at your world and national headlines on this Friday afternoon. We'll take a quick break, come back With our current conditions, after we hear from some of our great sponsors of the Noontime News, Grand Cities Monument and American Federal Bank.
I'm here with Darren Nelson from Grand Cities Monument, formerly known as Stennis Granite. Darren, tell us a little bit about Grand Cities Monument and what makes it unique.
Well, first and foremost, we are a locally run business that can handle all your memorial needs in-house. We start with a sit-down conversation and make sure all details are captured. We then design, carve, and etch your memorial with our new computer software program and equipment. Lastly, we deliver and set the monument when needed.
Darren, what's the best way to reach out to you and set up a meeting?
You can call us at 218-773-7461 or stop in our office. We are Grand Cities Monument, memorials that matter.
In today's ag and business climate, you want an advisor with the knowledge and expertise to help you with all your goals. You want someone you know and can trust. At American Federal in Crookston, ag and business banker Kyle Page will help you find the best solution. Whether you're looking to expand your operation or plan for the next generation, Kyle Page, right here, helping clients create a successful future.
As we take a look outside the downtown studio on this Friday morning, it's a great morning right now. Actually, it's afternoon. Got to get used to that. This Friday afternoon, it's looking really nice out there. Clear, sunny skies. I don't see a single cloud out there. We're at 27 degrees. So we're getting close to our high for today. Forecasted high of 28. But 27 degrees right now. Winds out of the north at about 7 miles per hour. Maybe gusty near 11 miles per hour. Humidity is dropping, though, 32%. Barometric pressure, 30.37 inches and steady over the past few hours. And a wind chill of 21 degrees. So, and it's, I mean, it's, don't get me wrong, it's still a chilly morning, but or chilly afternoon. But compared to what the forecast has given us for the weekend and into next week, really, yeah, we'll take what we have right now. It's looking pretty nice out there. Actually, popped up here. This isn't in effect until Sunday morning, but there is a winter storm watch in effect for parts of north central and northwest Minnesota. Heavy snow possible, total snow accumulation of 2 to 7 inches possible, with winds gusting as high as 45 miles per hour. Travel could be very difficult. Areas of blowing snow could significantly reduce the visibility. The hazardous conditions could impact travel. Again, this is for Sunday morning through Tuesday morning, and we'll talk more about that this in detail a little later in our noontime news. But for right now, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back with our state headlines right after this from our some more of our great sponsors of the noontime news, Pru Refrigeration and Heating and Riverview Health.
An energy-efficient Trane system from Pru Refrigeration and Heating in Crookston is designed for maximum efficiency when matched Trane components are combined into a complete system. You get more warmth, cooling, and clean air from the energy you use. Air cleaners, humidifiers, and heat pumps, as well as digital thermostats, will return the cost of your investment. It's hard to stop a Trane. Call Pru Refrigeration and Heating in Crookston, 281-1370.
Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer, but it doesn't have to be. When detected early, colorectal cancer is one of the most curable types of cancer. Men and women ages 45 to 75 should get regular colon cancer screenings. Riverview Health has an experienced team of providers that offer screening without waiting months for an appointment. Call 218-281-9595 for more information.
Exceptional people, exceptional care.
Riverview Health.
As we take a look at our state headlines on this Friday, the ongoing probe into a baby found dead in the Mississippi River more than a decade ago may have found a new focus. Baby Angel was found near Winona in 2011. The Winona County Sheriff's Office says forensic evidence may have led them to the baby's mother. The Sheriff's Office says DNA and forensic genealogy point to a 41-year-old woman who was found in Winona last year. Initial testing using a genetic sample from the women's trash showed a possible match to the baby's DNA. Investigators are now asking for a warrant to get a blood sample directly from the woman. Well, the spring snowfall is creating difficult travel conditions on Minnesota roads. The State Patrol says troopers responded to 175 crashes, 19 with injuries and one fatality, between 5 p.m. Thursday and 6 a.m. today. There were also 101 vehicle spinouts and three jackknife semis. Parts of central and southern Minnesota received 1 to 6 inches of snow. Prospects are dimming at the state capitol for a bill to give terminally ill Minnesotans end-of-life options. what opponents call physician-assisted suicide, because the measure won't meet today's deadline for clearing necessary committees in the state's Senate. DFL Representative Mike Freiberg says his bill has made it through the four committees in the House, the farthest it's ever gotten since being reintroduced every 2 years since 2015. Freiberg says he doesn't have a firm commitment, but certainly intends to advocate for a vote in the full Minnesota House. But in the Senate, Democratic Majority Leader Aaron Murphy says it will probably take more than 1 year before lawmakers can adopt the measure. A bill to ban the LGBTQ plus panic defense in Minnesota, a legal strategy blaming the victim's sexual orientation or gender identity as a reason to be harmed or killed, is moving through the House. Testifier Amber Mum, a trans woman working for the Aliveness Project, asked, "How can we call ourselves a refuge state for trans folks if such an obvious inequality of justice is possible? Why is our mere existence so controversial that we are denied basic legal equity, even in death?" Republican Representative Elliot Engen of White Bear Township raised the question about situations where someone discovers their partner's sexual identity differs from what they initially believed. Democratic Representative Brian Curran of White Bear Lake, the bill's author, and other testifiers dismissed this as harmful rhetoric, emphasizing its rarity and likening it to differences in religious beliefs. And the Mayo Clinic Health System is launching a new primary care on demand mobile app. The app will provide patients with 24/7 access to healthcare. It allows patients to ask questions about their health, seek treatment for minor health issues such as rashes or colds, and schedule video visits with a doctor. Online visits will be billed at the standard office rate. The app is available to patients 18 years and older in Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Iowa. That's been a look at your state headlines on this Friday afternoon. We'll go ahead and now take another break. We'll come back with our sports after this from Pre-Refrigeration and Heating and Riverview Health.
An energy-efficient Train system from Pru Refrigeration and Heating in Crookston is designed for maximum efficiency when matched Train components are combined into a complete system. You get more warmth, cooling, and clean air from the energy you use. Air cleaners, humidifiers, and heat pumps, as well as digital thermostats, will return the cost of your investment. It's hard to stop a Train. Call Pru Refrigeration and Heating in Crookston, 281-1370.
Is proud to announce the opening of Senior Life Solutions, a new outpatient group therapy program designed to meet the unique needs of older adults experiencing depression or anxiety related to life changes often associated with aging. Anyone can make a referral to Senior Life Solutions, including family members, doctors, nurses, or other healthcare professionals. Self-referrals can also be made. For more information about Senior Life Solutions, call 281-9559.
Exceptional care. Riverview Health.
Taking a look at our sports on this Friday, we're going to first recap yesterday's action. It was a busy one down. The boys basketball state tournament continued. Class single A quarterfinals were at the Target Center yesterday. It would be Cherry defeating Russell Tyler Ruthven 78-46. Nevis would defeat Mountain Lake 78-54. West Central Area would defeat Heritage Christian Academy 64-53. And the game you heard here on KROX last night, Fertibel Trammy defeated Goodhue 64-57. Class AA Consolation semifinals at Concordia St. Paul. It was Pequot Lakes defeating Waseca 51-48, and then Jackson County Central defeated Pelican Rapids 74-65. Class 3A semifinals at Williams Arena. It was Totino Grace defeating Minneapolis De La Salle 74-67, and Mankato East would defeat Alexandria 65-62. Consolation bracket for Class 3A took overtime, but Stuartville would defeat Orono 72-69. And Minneapolis South would defeat Chicago Lakes 77-73. Class 4A, the big schools, semifinals. Wayzata would defeat Creighton Durham Hall 74-48. Minnetonka would defeat Eagan 68-45. And the Class 4A consolation semifinals, Farmington defeats Rogers 98-69. And Park Center defeats Coon Rapids 88-54. On today's schedule, well, we got a busy day of basketball for you. Four games are going to be on the radio for you, including one that's headed your way in about 15 minutes. That's going to be the Class A semifinal at Williams Arena, Cherry versus Nevis. That game actually started at noon, so we're going to join that one in progress as soon as the new news wraps up here. So they're actually already connected. They're ready to go, so we'll have to get on with the new news here and join with that. After that Cherry versus Nevis game, we'll have West Central Area taking on Fertibel Trammy. So the Falcons are looking to get to the state championship with a win. That game starts at 2 o'clock, and again, we'll have that on the radio for you. And if they win or lose, either way, they'll have another game tomorrow. We'll talk about where they could potentially play in just a little bit. Other games for Class Single A, the consolation semifinals at Concordia St. Paul at 10 a.m. Russell Tyler Ruthin was taking on Mountain Lake Area Comfrey. And quickly see if I can get a result on that one. It was Russell Tyler Ruthin defeating Mountain Lake Area Comfrey 83-65 there. And the other semifinal, which is going on, consolation semifinal going on now, Heritage Christian Academy is taking on Goodhue. The Class AA semifinals at Williams Arena, we're going to have these games on the radio for you as well tonight. 5:30, the Riverview Health pregame. 6 o'clock, the tap between Breck and Minnehaha Academy. And then after that, the last game at Williams Arena tonight at 8 p.m., Albany will take on Lake City. So again, we'll have both the Class Single A and Double A semifinals from Williams Arena today. Class Single A this afternoon, Class Double A tonight. And then the Consolation Championships for Class 2, 3, and 4A are taking place today. For Class 2A at 2 p.m., Pequot Lakes will take on Jackson County Central. Class 3A Consolation Championship at 4 p.m., Stuartville versus Minneapolis South. And then Class 4A at 6 p.m. tonight, Farmington versus Park Center. All the Consolation games are being played at Concordia St. Paul. And then preseason baseball, the Twins were scheduled to take on the Atlanta Braves. That was actually canceled due to bad weather. College baseball is taking place today at, started at 10 a.m. Not sure if this game's over yet, at Beatrice, Nebraska. University of Minnesota Crookston's taking on Concordia University of St. Paul for a doubleheader. So again, game one started at 10 a.m. Game two will start shortly after. And I don't have a result there for you. I guess I can check our website here real quick as I go over the last couple things. College women's tennis, University of Minnesota Crookston will take on Bemidji State at Bemidji at 4 p.m. today. And in the NBA, the Minnesota Timberwolves are hosting the Cleveland Cavaliers at 7 o'clock tonight. And then on Saturday, we'll have the Coach's Corner show. Won't be live, technically, because, with the games being taking place in the cities for basketball, Chris did talk to some coaches, recorded it, so we'll have that for you on KROX, though, starting at 9 a.m. And then boys basketball, again, depending on how Fertile Belt Trammy does, if they lose, they'll play at the third-place game, which will be at Concordia St. Paul. 9:30 the pregame, 10 o'clock the tap for the third-place game if Fertile Belt Trammy loses. If they win, though, they'll be playing at 11 a.m. at Williams Arena for the championship. So hopefully we're having a game at 11 a.m. tomorrow, but either way, we'll have another Fertile Belt Trammy game for you right here on KROX Radio. So for the championships, they're all being played at Williams Arena. Class Single A at 11 a.m., Class 3A's at 1 p.m., that's Totino Grace versus Mankato East, Class 2A at 5 p.m., and Class 4A at 8 p.m. tomorrow night, Wyzetta versus Minnetonka. The Class Single A Consolation Championship at Concordia St. Paul will be at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. And then the third place games, again, Class Single A at 10 a.m. For third place. Class 3A, third place game at noon, Minneapolis De La Salle versus Alexandria. The Class 2A third place game is at 2 p.m. And then the Class 4A third place game at 4 p.m., Creighton-Durham Hall versus Eagan. So, again, we're not sure what we're going to have for you tomorrow, but we have two options. Either way, we'll have more Fertile Belt Trammy basketball for you tomorrow morning. And then later tomorrow, early evening, we'll have Twins baseball as they take on the Boston Red Sox in spring training action, 5 p.m. here on KROX Radio. College baseball, UMC is still at Beatrice, Nebraska tomorrow. They'll take on Concordia University of St. Paul at 11 a.m. for a doubleheader. And the Minnesota Wild have an afternoon game tomorrow. They're taking on St. Louis at 1 p.m. Finally, on Sunday, we'll have college basketball on the radio for you as the Minnesota Golden Gophers are in the second round of the NIT tournament. They'll be at Indiana State on Saturday or Sunday afternoon, 12:30 the pregame on KROX, 1 o'clock the tap. Spring training baseball, the Twins take on the Baltimore Orioles at noon on Sunday, and the Timberwolves will be on the radio for you Sunday night as they host the Golden State Warriors, 5:45 the pregame, 6 o'clock the tap there. College women's softball, University of Minnesota Crookston is at Sioux City, Iowa. They'll take on Concordia University of St. Paul for a doubleheader on Sunday, 2 p.m., game one start there. A little sporting news for you. An employee of the Minnesota Timberwolves has been charged with burglary after allegedly stealing the computer hard drive of a team executive that contained strategic NBA information as well as sensitive personal and financial information. Police say Somax Sarkar was seen on video entering the office, and an examination of his laptop showed that over 5,000 files from the hard drive had been accessed and downloaded. And some, well, if you're into sports betting, some news for you. The state's two horse tracks are speaking out against the bill that would legalize sports betting in Minnesota. Running Aces CFO Tracy Wilson told a House committee yesterday, "We know that the horse racing industry in Minnesota would be eviscerated by this legislation that unfairly picks winners and losers. Hundreds of good-paying jobs and the well-being of the horse racing industry in Minnesota are on the line." Wilson says this bill gives the tribal casinos sports betting exclusivity, pardon me, for all the time. An amendment added yesterday would also create a regulatory structure for daily fantasy sports betting. The bill is headed to the an all-important tax committee in the Minnesota House. So we'll see how that goes for sports betting in Minnesota. That's been a look at your sports for today. We'll take another quick break. We'll come back with our local news and our weather after we hear from our sponsors of the Noontime News, some more of our sponsors, Polk County Veterans Affairs Office and Hugo's Family Marketplace.
My name is Curtis Allison. I'm the Polk and Ridley County Veterans Service Officer. I'm here to help veterans and their families navigate through the many layers of benefits provided by the state of Minnesota and the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. To contact me, call 218-281-3066 for Polk County. And for Red Lake County, please call 218-689-8587 or visit the Polk or Red Lake County websites. For statewide information, call the Veterans Link Vet line at 888-LINK-VET.
Well, it's been nice enough to get the grill out. At Hugo's Family Marketplace has their Hugo's Reserve USDA Choice T-Bone Steaks on sale this week, $9.99 a pound. Hugo's Reserve USDA Choice Sirloin Tip Roast, $4.99 a pound. And Hugo's Deli Golden Plump Chicken Tenders are $7.99 a pound. And Kretschmar Smoked or Honey Virginia Ham, $7.99 a pound. Find all this week's savings at GoHugos.com and order your groceries online at Hugo's Family Marketplace.
You're going to find more low prices, more great stuff when you go to Hugo's.
In our local news on this Friday, March 22nd, well, former City of Crookston Human Resources Coordinator Jordan Bergquist has been charged with four counts of theft. For more on the story, we hear from iNews is Neil Carlson.
An arrest warrant has been issued for the former Human Resources Coordinator at City Hall in Crookston, Minnesota. 29-year-old Jordan Bergquist of Fisher, Minnesota, has been charged with four felony counts of theft. According to court documents, the finance director noticed Bergquist's paycheck was larger than normal. He handled the payroll for city employees. An audit showed he was allegedly embezzling a total of over $4,300 on four separate occasions. Police say Bergquist has left the area and apparently moved to the Twin Cities. He had a previous theft conviction in Grand Forks while working for Sears. I'm Neil Carlson reporting for iNews.tv.
Obviously, that's an active investigation, an active story, so we'll keep you updated here on KROX. Another local news, owner of B&E Meats in Crookston, Brent Epema, attended the annual Minnesota Association of Meat Processors meeting and dish competition last week in St. Cloud. By the time it was over, B&E Meats brought some hardware back to Crookston. Every processing plant that is a member of the association attended this event and competed. The event included a product competition and supplier show in which 496 total products were presented and sampled by judges. Epema gave a general overview of the competition.
In this competition from all different plants, there was 28 plants that competed. There was 31 total categories, so you could bring 31 different items, all of different makes, model, sizes, as you should say. 40 judges, they come from everywhere. They come from Wisconsin, Illinois, South Dakota, and the College of Iowa State.
B&E took first place in the prepared food item category, which featured a Crookston fan favorite, chicken fajita and rice bowl. They took second place in the smoked poultry category, where they served smoked chicken. Wrapping up the supplier show competition, B&E took third place in the non-fermented summer sausage category, where they served their popular damn good summer sausage product. For the first time in company history, B&E Meats was awarded with the prestigious Retail Beef Backer Award from the Minnesota Beef Council. Only one meat processing plant in the state of Minnesota is awarded this honor each year. Epima explains the honor of receiving the award as well what this honor entails.
For us and our store and our employees, it's a very big, prestigious honor. So it basically means that what we are doing innovative and all of the advertising and education, giving back to our community, it's all judged on that criteria. So it can be any plant in the state of Minnesota from big to small. It could be Costco, down to the small guys like myself. So we represent all of the beef farmers in the state of Minnesota right now.
EPMA also commented that this award speaks volumes for the quality of product that B&E Meats provides customers, as well as his employees' passion of innovation and constantly trying new recipes and meat mixtures. B&E showed off some creativity and innovation of late by recreating an old burger blend from Crookston Cold Storage. EPMA explains how the recreated recipe came about.
Christmas time, they cut up a bunch of cows for all your steaks and your fine cuts that you need and for prime ribs, and then they didn't know what to do with what was left, so they got together, they started mixing things up, and I found the old recipe, which my dad worked at, so I put it back together, brought it back. Phenomenal. Gives a great flavor.
EPMA explained that with keeping the creative juices flowing and creating new and innovative products, that could keep B&E Meats in the running for these awards for years to come.
So by doing these things and just keeping being innovative and changing different things, hopefully we can set the bar as high as we did last time. We'll just keep moving forward and promote our product and the small plant.
To see pictures of the awards and the B&E Meats at the annual conference, visit KROXAM.com. Susanna Isaiah Padilla, 21, of Crookston, has pleaded not guilty to a pair of criminal sexual conduct charges in court this week. Padilla is charged with first-degree criminal sexual conduct and third-degree criminal sexual conduct after he was accused of sexually assaulting a woman who was intoxicated. The first-degree charge has a mandatory 12-year minimum and a 30-year maximum sentence. A pretrial hearing is scheduled for May 2nd. The Northwest Regional Corrections Center reported the arrest of the following: Parker James Hansen, 30, of Grand Forks, for disorderly conduct. Tyson Quinn Horton, 21, of Fertile, for being a fugitive of justice from another state. Delbert William McBride, 42, of East Grand Forks, for third-degree drug possession. On the obituary desk on this Friday afternoon, Marilyn Ratty Arnson, 92, of Watertown, South Dakota, and former longtime Crookston, Minnesota resident, passed away early Thursday morning, March 21, 2024, in Edgewood Memory Care, Watertown, with family by her side. The daughter of Arthur and Laura Langseth, Marilyn Alois, was born in Fauston, Minnesota on September 27, 1931. She grew up on the family's farm south of Gully, Minnesota, was baptized in the Lund Lutheran Church in Gully, and confirmed in the Zion Lutheran Church in rural Gully. Marilyn began her education in the Willowside Country School, followed by enrollment at the Fauston High School, where she graduated with the class of 1949. She went on to attend the University of North Dakota in Grand Forks. In 1952, she earned her degree as a registered nurse from the Grand Forks Deaconess Hospital School of Nursing. On April 24, 1955, Marilyn was united in marriage to Dallas Charles Ratty and Hope Lutheran Church in Fauston. Their union would be blessed by the births of three sons, Jeff, Michael, and Scott. After a courageous battle with cancer, Dallas passed away on June 14, 2000. They had been married for 45 years. On September 27, 2003, Marilyn married Charles Arnson in a ceremony held at Elam Lutheran Church in Fargo. Marilyn's memory will be forever cherished by Charles, her beloved husband of more than 20 years, her three sons and daughters-in-law, Jeff and Ann Ratty of Ray, North Dakota, Michael and Deb Ratty of Champlin, Minnesota, and Scott and Terry Ratty of Hawaii. Five grandchildren, Ben and Natalie Ratty, Annalise and Nick Illins, Abigail and Brandon Wolotowski, and Melissa and David Lynn, and Erica and Chad Risberg. Seven great-grandchildren, Mason Lynn and Madeline Lynn, Gunnar Risberg, Zoe Risberg, Dallas Latukal, Lilo Ratty, and William Ratty. Four stepchildren, Lon and Denise Arnson of Chippewa Falls, Minnesota, or Wisconsin, rather, Ned and Joanne Arnson of Haiti, South Dakota, Mary and Peter Manley of Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, and Mona and Frank Safadi of Cumberland, Wisconsin. Five step-grandchildren, Gretchen Arnson, Ingrid and Daniel Schroeder, Emma Cifaldi, Matthew and Anna Manley, and Carly Arnson. Great-grandchildren, Adeline Manley, sister Grace Horgensen of Crookston, Minnesota, and many nieces, nephews, extended family, and friends. In addition to her first husband, Dallas, Marilyn is preceded in death by her parents, Arthur and Laura Langseth, brother Maynard Langseth, brother-in-law Dennis Ben Hogensen, brother-in-law and sister-in-law Earl and Eleanor Ratty, and brother-in-law and sister-in-law Lloyd and Rita Ratty. Marilyn's life will be celebrated with a memorial service held at 11 a.m. on Wednesday, April 3rd, in St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Crookston, with the Reverend Chad Brucklocker officiating. Visitation with the family will be for 1 hour prior to the service. The funeral will be live streamed by going to our obituary page at stenchelhowski.com and clicking on the prompt to view. Interment will take place in Oakdale Cemetery in Crookston. The flag flying over the Crookston National Guard Army today is in honor of William Dormandy and Milton Goodvagen. William Dormandy was born in 1896 in Spring Valley. He enlisted in 1918 and was discharged in 1919. William Dormandy died on this date in 1971 in Crookston. Milton Gudvogin was born in Climax in 1922. He enlisted in 1944 and was discharged in 1946. Milton Gudvogin died on this date in 1977 in Crookston. Now we take a look at our weather. And once again, we have a winter storm watch in effect for Sunday through Tuesday morning for portions of north central and northwest Minnesota. Heavy snow possible. Total snow accumulations of 2 to 7 inches possible. Winds could gust as high as 45 miles per hour. Travel could be very difficult. Areas of blowing snow could significantly reduce the visibility. The hazardous conditions could impact travel. So again, we'll keep an eye on that as the as it goes on, but not looking great here. Take a look at our full forecast. This afternoon looking pretty nice. Mostly sunny, a high near 28 degrees. North-northwest winds, 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting near 20 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, low around 11 degrees. North-northeast winds, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Saturday, increasing clouds, a high near 30 degrees. Calm winds becoming east-southeast around 5 miles per hour in the morning. Saturday night, a 30% chance of snow, mainly after 1 a.m. Cloudy, low around 21 degrees. East winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour, gusting near 20 miles per hour. Sunday, snow likely, mainly after 1 p.m. Patchy blowing snow afternoon, cloudy, a high near 31 degrees. Blustery, east winds, 15 to 25 miles per hour, gusting near 30 miles per hour. Chance of snow on Sunday, 70%. Sunday night, snow. Patchy blowing snow, low around 22 degrees. Northeast winds, 25 to 30 miles per hour, gusting near 40 miles per hour. Chance of snow is at 80%. Monday, snow likely. Areas of blowing snow, mostly cloudy, a high near 26 degrees. And blustery, north-northeast winds, 20 to 30 miles per hour, gusting near 40 miles per hour. The chance of snow on Monday is at 70%. Monday night, snow likely, mainly before 1 a.m. Patchy blowing snow before midnight, mostly cloudy, low around 16 degrees. Blustery, north winds, 20 miles per hour, gusting near 30 miles per hour. Chance of snow at 60%. Tuesday, 40% chance of snow. Patchy blowing snow after 9 a.m., mostly cloudy, a high near 23 degrees. Tuesday night, 20% chance of snow, mostly cloudy, low around 11. Wednesday, partly sunny, a high near 26. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, low around 10. Thursday, mostly sunny, a high near 33. Our KROX Weather Almanac for this Friday, March 22nd. This morning, low since midnight is 19 degrees. The sun did rise at 7:25 a.m. We'll set at 7:42 p.m. for 12 hours and 17 minutes of daylight. March 22nd record temperatures. 2012 has a record high of 67 degrees. 1940 has a record low of 14 degrees below zero. A year ago, we had a high of 28 degrees, and a year ago, low of 9 degrees. We were below the averages, as today's average high is 37 degrees. The average low is 19 degrees. And yesterday, we had a high of 28 degrees and a low of 14 degrees. Right now, downtown Crookston, 27 degrees, clear, sunny skies. Winds out of the north at 8 miles per hour. Humidity at 28%. Barometric pressure, 30.37 inches, and steady over the past few hours. A wind chill of 19 degrees. So, 27 degrees right now. We are looking for a high near 28. So, this could be as high as we are, as warm as we get. We'll have to wait and see. That's a look at your weather, and that's a look at your noontime news. Again, your noontime news brought to you in part by Grand Cities Monument, American Federal Bank, Pre-Refrigeration and Heating, Riverview Health, Polk County and Red Lake County Veterans Affairs Offices, and Hugo's Family Marketplace. Tune in again on Monday for another edition of the Noontime News.